Proverbs 21. The king's heart is in Yahweh's hand like the watercourses. He turns it wherever he desires. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but Yahweh weighs the hearts. To do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to Yahweh than sacrifice. A high look and a proud heart, the lamp of the wicked, is sin. The plans of the diligent surely lead to profit, and everyone who is hasty surely rushes to poverty. Getting treasures by a lying tongue is a fleeting vapor for those who seek death. The violence of the wicked will drive them away, because they refuse to do what is right. The way of the guilty is devious, but the conduct of the innocent is upright. It is better to dwell in the corner of the housetop than to share a house with a contentious woman. The soul of the wicked desires evil. His neighbor finds no mercy in his eyes. When the mocker is punished, the simple gains wisdom. When the wise is instructed, he receives knowledge. The righteous one considers the house of the wicked and brings the wicked to ruin. Whoever stops his ears at the cry of the poor, he will also cry out, but shall not be heard. A gift in secret pacifies anger, and a bribe in the cloak strong wrath. It is joy to the righteous to do justice, but it is a destruction to the workers of iniquity. The man who wanders out of the way of understanding shall rest in the assembly of the departed spirits. He who loves pleasure will be a poor man. He who loves wine and oil won't be rich. The wicked is a ransom for the righteous, the treacherous for the upright. It is better to dwell in a desert land than with a contentious and fretful woman. There is precious treasure and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man swallows it up. He who follows after righteousness and kindness finds life, righteousness, and honor. A wise man scales the city of the mighty and brings down the strength of its confidence. Whoever guards his mouth and his tongue keeps his soul from troubles. The proud and arrogant man, scoffer, is his name. He works in the arrogance of pride. The desire of the sluggard kills him, for his hands refuse to labor. There are those who covet greedily all day long, but the righteous give and don't withhold. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. How much more when he brings it with a wicked mind? A false witness will perish. A man who listens speaks to eternity. A wicked man hardens his face, but as for the upright, he establishes his ways. There is no wisdom, no understanding, nor counsel against Yahweh. The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but victory is with Yahweh. Proverbs 22. A good name is more desirable than great riches, and loving favor is better than silver and gold. The rich and the poor have this in common. Yahweh is the maker of them all. A prudent man sees danger and hides himself, but the simple pass on and suffer for it. The result of humility and the fear of Yahweh is wealth, honor, and life. Thorns and snares are in the path of the wicked. Whoever guards his soul stays far from them. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. The rich rule over the poor. The borrower is servant to the lender. He who sows wickedness reaps trouble, and the rod of his fury will be destroyed. He who has a generous eye will be blessed, for he shares his food with the poor. Drive out the mocker, and strife will go out. Yes, quarrels and insults will stop. He who loves purity of heart and speaks gracefully is the king's friend. Yahweh's eyes watch over knowledge, but he frustrates the words of the unfaithful. The sluggard says, "There is a lion outside. I will be killed in the streets." The mouth of an adulteress is a deep pit. He who is under Yahweh's wrath will fall into it. Folly is bound up in the heart of a child. The rod of discipline drives it far from him. Whoever oppresses the poor for his own increase, and whoever gives to the rich, both come to poverty. Turn your ear and listen to the words of the wise. Apply your heart to my teaching, for it is a pleasant thing if you keep them within you, if all of them are ready on your lips. I teach you today, even you, so that your trust may be in Yahweh. Haven't I written to you 30 excellent things of counsel and knowledge, to teach you truth, reliable words, to give sound answers to the one who sent you. Don't exploit the poor because he is poor, and don't crush the needy in court, for Yahweh will plead their case and plunder the life of those who plunder them. Don't befriend a hot-tempered man. Don't associate with one who harbors anger, lest you learn his ways and ensnare your soul. Don't you be one of those who strike hands of those who are collateral for debts. If you don't have means to pay, why should he take away your bed from under you? Don't move the ancient boundary stone which your fathers have set up. Do you see a man skilled in his work? He will serve kings. He won't serve obscure men. Proverbs 23. When you sit to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before you. Put a knife to your throat if you are a man given to appetite. Don't be desirous of his dainties, since they are deceitful food. Don't weary yourself to be rich. In your wisdom, show restraint. Why do you set your eyes on that which is not? For it certainly sprouts wings like an eagle and flies in the sky. Don't eat the food of him who has a stingy eye, and don't crave his delicacies. For as he thinks about the cost, so he is. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. You will vomit up the morsel which you have eaten and waste your pleasant words. Don't speak in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of your words. Don't move the ancient boundary stone. Don't encroach on the fields of the fatherless, for their defender is strong. He will plead their case against you. Apply your heart to instruction and your ears to the words of knowledge. Don't withhold correction from a child. If you punish him with a rod, he will not die. Punish him with a rod and save his soul from Sheol. My son, if your heart is wise, then my heart will be glad, even mine. Yes, my heart will rejoice when your lips speak what is right. Don't let your heart envy sinners, but rather fear Yahweh all day long. Indeed, surely there is a future hope, and your hope will not be cut off. Listen, my son, and be wise, and keep your heart on the right path. Don't be among ones drinking too much wine, or those who gorge themselves on meat, for the drunkard and the glutton shall become poor, and drowsiness clothes them in rags. Listen to your father who gave you life, and don't despise your mother when she is old. Buy the truth and don't sell it. Get wisdom, discipline, and understanding. The father of the righteous has great joy. Whoever fathers a wise child delights in him. Let your father and your mother be glad. Let her who bore you rejoice. My son, give me your heart, and let your eyes keep in my ways. For a prostitute is a deep pit, and a wayward wife is a narrow well. Yes, she lies in wait like a robber, and increases the unfaithful among men. Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has strife? Who has complaints? Who has needless bruises? Who has bloodshot eyes? Those who stay long at the wine, those who go to seek out mixed wine. Don't look at the wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it goes down smoothly. In the end, it bites like a snake and poisons like a viper. Your eyes will see strange things, and your mind will imagine confusing things. Yes, you will be as he who lies down in the middle of the sea, or as he who lies on top of the rigging. They hit me and I was not hurt. They beat me and I don't feel it. When will I wake up? I can do it again. I will look for more. Proverbs 24. Don't be envious of evil men, neither desire to be with them, for their hearts plot violence and their lips talk about mischief. Through wisdom a house is built, by understanding it is established, by knowledge the rooms are filled with all rare and beautiful treasure. A wise man has great power, a knowledgeable man increases strength. For by wise guidance you wage a war, and victory is in many advisors. Wisdom is too high for a fool, he doesn't open his mouth in the gate. One who plots to do evil will be called a schemer. The schemes of folly are sin. The mocker is detested by men. If you falter in the time of trouble, your strength is small. Rescue those who are being led away to death. Indeed, hold back those who are staggering to the slaughter. If you say, "Behold, we didn't know this," doesn't he who weighs the hearts consider it? He who keeps your soul, doesn't he know it? Shall he not render to every man according to his work? My son, eat honey, for it is good, the droppings of the honeycomb which are sweet to your taste. So you shall know wisdom to be to your soul. If you have found it, then there will be a reward. Your hope will not be cut off. Don't lay in wait, wicked man, against the habitation of the righteous. Don't destroy his resting place. For a righteous man falls 7 times and rises up again, but the wicked are overthrown by calamity. Don't rejoice when your enemy falls. Don't let your heart be glad when he is overthrown, lest Yahweh see it and it displease him, and he turn away his wrath from him. Don't fret yourself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the wicked, for there will be no reward to the evil man. The lamp of the wicked will be snuffed out. My son, fear Yahweh and the king. Don't join those who are rebellious, for their calamity will rise suddenly. Who knows what destruction may come from them both? These also are sayings of the wise. To show partiality in judgment is not good. He who says to the wicked, "You are righteous," peoples will curse him and nations will abhor him. But it will go well with those who convict the guilty, and a rich blessing will come on them. An honest answer is like a kiss on the lips. Prepare your work outside and get your fields ready. Afterwards, build your house. Don't be a witness against your neighbor without cause. Don't deceive with your lips. Don't say, "I will do to him as he has done to me. I will repay the man according to his work." I went by the field of the sluggard, by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. Behold, it was all grown over with thorns. Its surface was covered with nettles, and its stone wall was broken down. Then I saw and considered well. I saw and received instruction. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So your poverty will come as a robber, and your want as an armed man. Proverbs 25. These also are proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the glory of kings is to search out a matter. As the heavens for height and the earth for depth, so the hearts of kings are unsearchable. Take away the dross from the silver, and material comes out for the refiner. Take away the wicked from the king's presence, and his throne will be established in righteousness. Don't exalt yourself in the presence of the king, or claim a place among great men, for it is better that it be said to you, "Come up here," than that you should be put lower in the presence of the prince, whom your eyes have seen. Don't be hasty in bringing charges to court. What will you do in the end when your neighbor shames you? Debate your case with your neighbor, and don't betray the confidence of another, lest one who hears it put you to shame, and your bad reputation never depart. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver. As an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold, so is a wise reprover to an obedient ear. As the cold of snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to those who send him. For he refreshes the soul of his masters. As clouds and wind without rain, so is he who boasts of gifts deceptively. By patience a ruler is persuaded. A soft tongue breaks the bone. Have you found honey? Eat as much as is sufficient for you, lest you eat too much and vomit it. Let your foot be seldom in your neighbor's house, lest he be weary of you and hate you. A man who gives false testimony against his neighbor is like a club, a sword, or a sharp arrow. Confidence in someone unfaithful in time of trouble is like a bad tooth or a lame foot. As one who takes away a garment in cold weather or vinegar on soda, so is one who sings songs to a heavy heart. If your enemy is hungry, give him food to eat. If he is thirsty, give him water to drink. For you will heap coals of fire on his head, and Yahweh will reward you. The north wind produces rain, so a backbiting tongue brings an angry face. It is better to dwell in the corner of the housetop than to share a house with a contentious woman. Like cold water to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Like a muddied spring and a polluted well, so is a righteous man who gives way before the wicked. It is not good to eat much honey, nor is it honorable to seek one's own honor. Like a city that is broken down and without walls is a man whose spirit is without restraint.